breed of high-tech fish is coming to Indiana, and the company producing it hopes to change the aquaculture industry. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports, biotech salmon could be the first genetically modified animal to be sold for human consumption.
Near no major body of water, the small town of Albany, Indiana, will soon be home to a new salmon production facility. As unlikely as the location is, the fish is just as unusual. Massachusetts-based Aqua Bounty will produce a GMO salmon that CEO Ron Stottish says will grow faster than fish raised in fresh water.
It does so because we've given it the ability, using the same biological process that regulates growth in the unmodified salmon, to grow about twice as fast, reaching market weight in about half the time.
The technology has been around since the 1990s, but it took until 2015 to receive approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration due to concerns about people eating genetically modified animals. University of California Davis genomics professor Allison von Inanum testified to the FDA as it was considering Aqua Bounty's case. She says that the protein in the fish is the same as other freshwater salmon and poses no human consumption risk.
You know, as an animal breeder, we breed for fast-growing animals all the time. I mean, if you look at a chicken today versus 50 years ago, you know, they grow more rapidly through conventional breeding, and this is just using biotech to do the same things.
Stottish contends his operation causes less harm than traditional fish farming.
We're not using coastal waterways. We're not putting antibiotics and medications into the water. Our fish are in a controlled environment. We don't need antibiotics. We don't have to treat for sea lice. You'll see in the tanks, there are barriers.
On a tour of the facility, Stottish shows several precautions made to prevent any fish from escaping.
This is the most contained facility probably anywhere in the world, anywhere in the industry. This is above and beyond anything that exists.
UC Davis's Allison von Inanum says the fish's genetic makeup also makes it unlikely they'd survive, let alone breed, outside the plant.
The fish cannot get out into wild, into the ocean, and they're also being raised as females and triploid, which makes them infertile. And so that really is a containment approach to prevent any escapement and interbreeding with the wild fish populations.
But Aqua Bounty has to swim against the current of groups that oppose the biotech fish due to environmental and health concerns. Consumers Union senior scientist Michael Hansen worries the bar has been set too low when it comes to genetically modified animals. He says the tests done to show the fish are safe were inadequate.
So rather than realize that they had a bad test because they couldn't detect anything, rather than do that, both the company and the agency concluded from that data that there were no differences in growth hormone levels between the treated and untreated fish.
But Stottish says his company is a pioneer in an increasingly crowded world.
There aren't enough terrestrial resources or aquatic resources to be able to meet the protein needs of those 9 billion people.
Still, stores such as Kroger, Target, and Aldi have already announced they will not sell Aqua Bounty's biotech salmon. The Albany facility, which used to be a conventional fish farm, is still being renovated as company leaders wait on an import alert to be lifted so GMO salmon eggs may be brought from Canada into the U.S. Once the eggs arrive at the facility, it will take about 18 months before the first batch of fish is ready to go to market. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.